I'm going to read it from the Message first this morning, instead of from the King James, to give you a feeling of what it says. And then we'll read it from the King James. God's business is putting things right. He loves getting all the lines straight, setting us straight. Once we're standing tall, we can look him straight in the eye. How do we get that righteousness? It's not by our works. It's by intimate communion with him and taking on his righteousness. We can't do it ourselves. We can't change this nation ourselves. But the more we press into him, the more righteously we walk. And then he can set the line straight because we're walking straight. So from the King James it says, "For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright." Amen. 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 The righteous Lord doesn't love what's going on in this nation. It's deplorable. It's an abomination to him. The righteous Lord loveth righteousness. Let's press into him, into his presence, that we might so please him. That we put on the image of God by being in his presence. And he loves that happening in his people.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the King James together. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Let's enter into his presence in worship this morning. Let's absolutely enter in to that wonderful, mystical place in the Spirit, his presence. Amen.